Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?
Yo, party people, arms house to your mum's house, episode 175. We're going to kick it off with this tune by Booker T and the MGs. A track called Melting Pot. Yeah, all the B-boys and B-girls, get the lino out, yeah? Safe. From 1971.
Booker T and the My G's.
Yeah, boy.
Came out when you were 15.
Graffiti podcast called Arms House to Your Mum's House. Arms House to Your Mum's House. Arms House to Your Mum's House.
Look at your reach!
My playlist. Oh, it's coming up to the bit.
Called Arms House to Your Mum's House.
Yes, yes, people. Booker T and the MGs there. My G. What's going on, Themos, man? How are you,
yo,
brother?
What's going on, My G? What's going on, My G? People have been talking about... It's got nothing to do with Arms House.
Yeah.
But the Trapstar and calling it like My G. Do you see? I sent it to you.
I didn't see it, but okay.
There's a lad on there going, if you wear Trapstar,
oh, yeah.
Or do, you know, the other one. What's the other one?
Hood Rich. Yeah.
Then use a bitch.
No, I think it was the video he was saying, just be happy that you've never worn it in your life or something like that.
Yeah.
If you're having a bad day, just remember you've never worn Hood Rich.
You triggered me because you said my G. Yeah, like, yeah. Well, go on, my G.
Yo, happy fucking April Fool's Day. Is that a thing people say now?
No, they don't say that shit.
They just prank the fuck out of some people. I mean, we saw some dudes got pranked today. They're getting their photos sharing about. I mean, I'm not going to say no more, but imagine that's a fucking big elaborate. Yo, people, stop sharing shit like that. Stop doing the police's work for them. Yeah, please. All right.
Please.
And if you're like going, which photos? Good. You haven't seen him. So move on. Brother Themos, man, you've been ill the last couple of days, man. I know you've not been.
Bruv, I've been ill.
What?
As dick.
What, just literally like a cold or something?
No, like fucking a virus, which like a chest infection,
Fuck.
Which completely fucked me. Yeah, and I've got this mad swelling in my head, and I'm coming down off steroids, and the steroids are like controlling the swelling. So every time I taper, it gets like a bit funky for like 2 or 3 days. And then usually after the third day, it's back to normal, back to like baseline.
Yeah.
And that's not the case, man, this week, because this week I dropped them like 2 weeks ago from 2.5 milligrams to 2 milligrams. I'm desperate to come off the fuckers.
Yeah.
And got this cold, got this virus. So, and I was just thinking, is it because, and I've got the swelling, pulsing headaches like really bad all the fucking time. Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck.
And
then you're coughing and sneezing and shit like that.
Yeah.
Feeling
and I'm
run
thinking,
down
is this because of the cold, like the virus, like because it is very coughy and nosy and head and it's like, or is it because I've can't come off these steroids? Back onto, I took another, I've take 2 milligrams every morning, and I had to fucking go and have a lie down and take another 0.5. So I'm going back up. But it's like, I've got this cyst in my brain, yeah? And do you remember the kitchen could go through the cyst and do the tumor?
Dr. Kitchen, big up.
Dr. Kitchen's bad man. I love getting messages about Dr. Kitchen, by the way.
I know.
So good.
He's a superstar now. He's
so
a
good. And so, but you know, if I have another scan in like, I've got another scan booked in April the 19th. And if it shows the cyst coming back, there's no natural remedy for that, bruv.
Yeah.
There's nothing I can do. I'm taking Boswellia, cannabis, and steroids, and loads of different things for anti-swelling. And it's just
do you
not
mean
doing
as in
shit.
They'd have to go back in there? Is that what you're
they
saying?
Have
That's
to go
literally
back in, bruv, which is a massive, massive risk.
Yeah.
Huge risk of epilepsy. And
It's always a risk every time.
Always
anytime.
A risk. And I've been in, they've been in twice for the biopsy and for the operation.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm completely, well, say completely fine.
Yeah.
But like it healed remarkably well, bruv.
Yeah.
And I'm just risking, good. Like thinking, damn, do I do another go in there again? If that's the only way, that's the only way.
But it literally, if they got to pop, they got to go in there just to pop the cyst, basically.
Drain the cyst.
Drain it, yeah, that's it, and then get back out, which is quite a minor thing by the sounds of it. But
well,
just,
you would
it's
have
just
hoped
because it's
so,
your
like,
brain.
Isn't it? That's what Tanita said yesterday.
Can't they just do it without opening your head? Just get a long syringe and just like crack
pop.
It through the... Sorry, man. Just like...
pop.
Because I told you, when I popped my lung, I had a deflated lung. How do you call it? Not deflated. There's a word for it.
Collapsed.
Collapsed lung, on one side, and it was only partially. So it wasn't a complete collapse, but there was an air pocket between the inside of my rib cage and my lung. And it was like the air pocket was pressing on my lung. It felt like I was having a heart attack. I thought it was my heart.
Right.
And I could feel it in back, like literally right in the middle of my back in here. And I was like, oh my God, you can't breathe in, obviously. You know what I mean? I was like, fuck, man.
I didn't know this.
Yeah. And I went to the hospital. I drove there myself. Just like a a breathing shock, thinking I'm having a heart attack. And then and then they ended up they did this x-ray, and they were like, yeah, it's not your heart, it's the fucking lung. And then the guy was like, yeah, it's easy, man. And he just went through there, he put like a little bit of antiseptic or whatever, and then just put a long ass syringe down my fucking through my neck there, down into where the air pocket is. And then he was there going like letting out the air, basically, like that. And I was like, all right, cool. Then
what, you were awake?
Yeah, awake the whole time. Minor.
Shut the fuck up.
And then I went to the doctor afterwards and I was like, how did that happen? Like, what caused it?
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, did you rise in elevation really quickly? That can happen, that can cause it. Like, if you climbed a mountain like in like half a day, then sometimes it can collapse your lung. And I was like, nah, I haven't been climbing any mountains. They go, okay, have you been hit really hard in the chest or something? And I was like, bro, I just woke up, man. I haven't done nothing. And they were like, ah, okay, well, you know, sometimes it's a phenomenon that just happens with tall, skinny, lanky dudes. It just happens.
Did you get one of those Syrian BBWs to jump on your rib cage.
Yeah, I should have.
Split that ass open on the ribs.
I wish that caused it. But yeah, they just said literally anything can cause it. Like for like your body shape, because you could just, it just happens. And I'm like, all right, so I can't prevent it from happening again. They were like, well, so it was a bit concerning, but hasn't
better
happened.
Than we don't know.
Yeah.
But what causes a cyst in the brain? We don't know.
Don't know exactly.
We just don't scan everyone's brain, because like 9% of the population will have a cyst in their brain. Or 9% of the people we scan have a cyst in their brain. Something like 9% about something.
Jesus.
And they can't get rid of it, and it just causes mad anxiety. So that's why we don't scan for them.
It'll just alarm people.
What? The fuck?
You know, I heard that about chlamydia now. Apparently so many people have it now, they don't even test for it. They're like, fuck it. It's just going to cause people grief. Is it chlamydia or is it another one? I think it's chlamydia now. Yeah. Is it chlamydia?
No.
No, maybe I'm getting muddled up with another STD. There's one now. No, it's not one of those major ones. It's one of those...
Genital warts.
Something like that. I don't know what it is, yeah, but apparently they've stopped even looking for it. They're like, too many people have it now. You're going to get it, inevitably. You know what I mean? Like, there's so such a large portion.
Damn.
Anyway,
legs,
man.
Legs crossed, knickers on. Boners in, boxers, bruv.
And also, good luck to you, theme. Hopefully, you know, the cyst, hopefully, like, fucking retreats away, man. What can we do to scare it, man? Well, there must be something we can do.
Oh, man, it's the scariest thing about all of this shit, because I personally think the immunotherapy is doing its job.
Mm.
But, like, the cyst is, like, the one that's stopping me living, stopping me doing... If I, like... did kick-ups today, I would have to sit down, because if I stood up to make dinner, I'd have to sit down because the swelling comes down my ears and the back of my neck and shit.
Can't even imagine, man.
And like in here, like it's here. The back of my spine, the top of my neck, it's nuts. And it's the only, I think it's the only fucking way I can get rid of it is by doing more surgery, bruv. But I might slap the kitchen, because I said, yo, kitchen, you were a bad man. Now I'm going to call you half job, because you fucking half jobbed it, bruv.
Yeah. Jesus, man. Well, good luck, brother, anyway, man. Because you've just done so well since, like, everything from the surgery, from that second surgery all the way through this radiotherapy, you've just been taking it on the fucking chin, man. You know what I mean? And you've really kind of come through it. But now this fucking goddamn cyst...
But the cyst was a blessing and a curse, bruv, because
To get to the thing,
to get into the tumor,
fucking cysts. And I remember having a cyst on my eyebrow. I don't know if you ever remember that. I had a massive cyst coming out of my eyebrow here, like that. Yeah, big ass thing. I'll see if I can find a photo. I had it for time, and then finally I went to the, because I just thought it was a zit, and I was trying to pop it and shit, and it was just like, it just got bigger and bigger. And then I could feel there was something solid inside it. You know what I mean?
Really?
I could tell it wasn't a zit, you know what I mean, or a spot. And so eventually I went to the doctor, and the doctor was like, yeah, we have to cut it out. It's a fucking cyst, bruv.
Damn.
But they got rid of it, and it was fine. It didn't come back. They said it might come back, but didn't come back. It was
never
a while ago.
Back.
Never want
lucky
you back.
Lad.
Oh, yeah, let me big up. I got some stickers printed up. I want to big up the guy who did it for me, Les Stress Printing Co. Okay, you can look them up on Instagram and all that stuff. Really good prices, top-notch quality. Less Stress Printing Co. Big them up, all right, man? Go give them a follow, go support them and all that. Go get some stickers done up.
Shall I announce the comment for last week's...
The OCB winner from last week.
The OCB winner.
Where
Michael Child 9484 HGH isn't what did I say it was? He's getting high.
Talal mentioned one as well. This is from the Graph Critique last week. They had a HGH and we were trying to make up meanings for
HGH. Habibi's getting haram.
Habibi's getting haram. I like that.
Like that a lot. Michael Child 9484. Please get in touch and let us know where to advise OCB to send the goodies, please.
Yeah, man. It's a really good goodie pack as well. They're really coming through, OCB. They're not just sending T-shirts. They're sending mugs and, you know, all sorts of goodies. Oi!
Basically, bruv.
You said the R word, man. Don't be saying the R word, brother. That's
Tasty
your first strike.
Fuck.
That's your first strike, motherfucker.
You pasty fuck. Sitting in your kitchen with lights on looking extra pasty. nearly said the R word.
Okay, well, yo, going on with OCB, there is a competition that we were talking with them. We wanted to do something a little bit special with them. Of course, every week you leave a comment, like we just said, you can win a T-shirt and a couple of other goodies. But we wanted to do something a little bit more special, a little bit more memorable theme. So we were chatting with them and they said, why don't you do some sort of competition where the winner gets their artwork printed up onto the back of a skateboard? Yeah. And we were like, that's a really cool idea because, you know, people send in their graph all the time for graph critiques and all that stuff. But this is different. This isn't for critiques. We were trying to think of a thing and we thought the more open we leave it, the more options we give people, the more people will enter. Hopefully
the more and creative license they might have,
the more creative license, exactly. So
or so, don't they have to put an AHC and an OCB?
So that's the only stipulations. Yeah, the only stipulations is you can create a piece of artwork. It can be done on a wall, just take a really nice photo of it. It could be done a sketch, you can scan it, you can do it on your iPad, you could do it on Photoshop, whatever you use to create artwork. And you want to see it printed onto the back of a skateboard, you can enter this competition. That will be for the first prize. We'll win that and obviously a t-shirt and all that. But then there'll be a second prize and a third prize with loads of goodies as well and stuff like that.
The prizes get more and more shit as you become more, as you give us more and more shit options.
Yeah, yeah. And the fourth prize gets the R word thing sent to them. So literally, let me just reiterate, you can create anything, okay? Just know that it's going to be on the back of a skateboard, okay? Yeah. And it has to have either AHC and OCB. Just those letters. They can be the main part of the piece if you want, or they can just be a little tag in the corner if you want. But it just has to include an AHC and an OCB in there. It could be a portrait. It doesn't even have to just be graph. It can be whatever you're into. Any creative people out there. A still life, even. I don't know if that will get chosen, but it has to be a damn good still life for us to choose it. But who knows?
It could be a still life of us two down the park looking over the ducks at the pond and, you know, they were having a massive zoo and, you know, whatever.
That would be jokes, but yeah. So, people, you've got 4 weeks to do that. Are you all right, theme? You've got a shock.
I know who's going to win. The guy who's doing the Beavis and Buttheads.
Oh, yeah.
Arms House. Damn.
Oh, yeah, I did have that somewhere. Hold on, we should look at that, man. Yeah, we should look hilarious. At that
because of the Crocs and the stuff.
But you know what? Actually, because of that, I'm actually going to... We're getting some T-shirts, AHC T-shirts done anyway. We're doing a shop and we're going to have T-shirts. And I'm going to... And I asked him and he said, yeah, you can use these for T-shirts as well. So I'm going to get these printed up on tees, man. Look, this is, again, Triple Z on the Instagram.
Trapstar, Ed Hardy socks.
He did
hood rich shorts, your glossy jacket. So
yeah, good. And I've got the Joy Division t-shirt on. You can see it just underneath the jacket. Yeah. And you've got the Run DMC. Why is my fucking computer being so shit,
mate?
Hold on.
That is. And I've got the blonde dreads.
Yeah, you've got the blonde dreads, Run DMC, Hood Rich. We're farting, saying sorry, Akit. We got the Ed
There's a
Hardy.
Yellow BR going across the top.
So that's the yellow BR across the top with the Arms House, Tea of Arms House, the Beavers.
Mate, that's the double decker Amsterdam yellow BR.
That's the one that I've said. That's the one I painted on the graph wall, you know, for the graph jam last week and stuff. He's been paying attention, man. Triple Z, he's a true fan. And look, behind us, he said there's an anti-style piece. AHC, yeah,
oh, really?
Which is made out of logos out of different various things. He goes,
the champion logo, yeah.
He goes, two dudes standing in front of their anti-style piece, and we're wearing all the clothes that we said were dickheads, and we're wearing Crocs as well, super dry hat on, you know what I mean? It's so fucking hilarious, man. We're going to get those on T-shirts, man. Along with the original one as well that he did years ago. This was the original first one when you were in your old flat. You know, remember the Don guitar right there with all the spray paint around? We're going to get that on a tee as well. And we're going to have a standard Arms House logo tee. And we're going to have the Chio characters. I reached out to him. He said it was cool to use his artwork for some t-shirts. So, boom, big up Chio every time. Big up Bristol. And then this one with the two characters from that other sketch that was sent in by a generous chap.
I like that one.
Who I reached out to, and he said, yeah, go for it. You can use it. So that'll be there, boom, in the middle. But we'll talk about that more once they're up and ready for you lot to buy. But they will be ready soon in the next week or two. But just to reiterate as well, the OCB competition, 4 weeks you got.
Yes. Yeah.
You got four weeks, and then we're going to go through all the artwork. We're going to pick a first, second, and third place, and the winner gets their artwork printed professionally onto the back of a skateboard, which will then be sent to you. You can either put wheels and trucks on it and use it, or you can hang it on your wall. You can do whatever the fuck you want with it, okay? I think that's beautiful. Big up the OCB lot for even suggesting to do that and stuff. I think that's a really cool thing. We got loads of creative, cool people who watch this, so I'm sure we'll get lots of cool stuff. Yeah, and good luck, people out there. Do your thing, yeah?
So, it comes out in 4 weeks. So, I mean, cut off the 4 weeks. I'm not working it out now.
Yeah, yeah, we'll work it out. You got 4 weeks. Come on. It's 1st of April today.
Today, baby.
Boom. So end of April, I guess. You know what I mean? Around about. What else did we want to get into? Oh, yes. There was a listener question. Was there anything else? Are we missing? There's something else I have to mention. There was a couple things I was going to mention. I didn't fully prepare it today, but I want to do an official chart of all the people that are bored of Graph that we've mentioned on the pod. I want to do like a list of like the top Board of Graph people, like that, like Gary, and like Rage, that guy did the fucking weird green screen on the train, like the guy we mentioned, like Spock, the guy who was wheat pasting his Graph on the side of the train. Remember that guy? There's a whole list of them that we've gone through. I want to kind of have the list, and then we can keep adding to it every time we come across a writer who's just bored of Graph. Like Nokia apparently is bored of doing normal Graph. He just draws his daughter's paintings now. So I'd definitely put him on the list. So I will set that up for next week. Also, I wanted to do, I don't know, theme. I wanted to run this by you. I wanted to do, you know, there's a wall of fame. I wanted to do a wall of lame. So when we're doing Graph critiques, like the really bad ones, yeah, we could put on a list like the top, like...
Does this one make the wall of lame?
The wall of lame. You know what I mean? I thought that would be a funny idea to kind of continue throughout. We can keep adding to it every time we get to like really bad ones. Yeah. Like I can think of Wedgie and Booney. Obviously, Tapas can't go in the wall of lame, but he's the king. Just thinking
about the word lame.
Yeah, true. Okay.
Because Lamos, isn't it? Lamos, GFS.
No, salute lame, of course, man. But like, if we had to watch what we say because of what people write, we wouldn't be able to say anything. Man.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. We can separate the two things. All right. So we did get a listener question sent in via the email, which we thought was interesting, even though it's a topic. We've both, you know, spoken on the pod, and especially
is this the Barcelona, Paris, New York,
about the styles from
Milan, Madrid.
Like, you know, okay, let me read out the email because it's really quite well put on the email. This is the email. Me and my partner have been listening to the pod for the past year.
Congratulations. Can I just step in there and say congratulations,
bro? Arms house to your mum's house. Arms house to your mum's house.
Neither of us paint, but the algorithm led us to you. And we both really rate it. You see, people, when you leave comments and you share the vid, it gets out to people. You know what I mean? We don't pay for advertising. It's you lot need to do it. Led us to you and we both really rate it. Have learnt a lot, and it's been fun to see how graffiti and raving in the UK are tangled up together. Anyway, got something I've been thinking about recently and figured you two might have some thoughts. Bear with me here. People speak English with an accent. Like, if you're in a room with five people, one from London, one from Barcelona, one from Paris, one from New York, and one from Amsterdam, and you're all chatting away, you'd probably be able to guess from their accent where in the world they grew up.
You know what I mean? Like with different accents. I mean, some people find it easier than others. I'm really bad with accents. I can't tell if you're a Brummie or if you're a fucking Newcastle or if you're from Canada. I mean, fuck knows. Okay. Do people paint with an accent too? Question mark. Yeah. Like if someone showed you pictures of pieces by five different artists, one from London, one from Basel, one from Paris, one from New York, one from Amsterdam, would you be able to guess where in the world they're from just by looking at their work? If so, how? Is it about color choice, the shape or placement of letters, the isms, the line thickness, the design choices, whatever, or is it something else? Hope that makes sense. We'd really love to know what you reckon. Much love from Manchester. Big up both of you. Big up AHC. Big up OCB. And big up party people. Salute.
The graffiti podcast called Arms House to Your Mum's House.
The only person left out there was Dr. Kitchen.
Dr. Kitchen gets props every time.
So, yeah, that's a good little question, isn't it? Because, I mean, I can't tell the difference if someone's speaking Spanish from Colombia and then Venezuela, like you Dominica. Speak? I still can't do that. I think I can, like, do Dominica, but I often, like, get it wrong. Puerto Rico.
Yeah. Mate, accents, yeah. I mean, we can go into accents because, yeah, the variations.
And Barcelona, 100% I can get.
They got separate.
I don't know why. It's like much easier to understand people from, yeah, you know, Barca than Madrid.
You know what, as well, like in Brazil, they speak Portuguese. You know, I went to Brazil, right?
Yeah. Did you go? In the end, you went. All
right, so. I need to have a... I need to have a button like a whoa, like a Brazilian thing. Just every time I mention Brazil, like they speak Portuguese there. But then, if you hear someone from Portugal speaking Portuguese compared to the Brazilian Rio de Janeiro Portuguese, it's like two different languages. Even though they're speaking the same language, it's like one is singing and going, the other one is like talking through your nose and like a bit up his own ass and shit.
Yeah,
and like, you know, there is a big difference, and it comes from culturally, and you know, all this shit makes a difference. Now, with graph styles, I mean, we've spoken about it on the pod. We've said, the London style. And then there used to be a time when you could tell if someone's from South London, let alone, you know, different countries or different cities. You could tell someone from North London to South London. I think all that has kind of gone out the window for a good over a decade now. The internet is homogenized.
Instagram for that as well.
Yes, the internet has homogenized everything. Whereas before the internet, you only had your local writers to look up to. Hence, you can only be affected by those people's style, or more likely to be affected by those people's styles. And then, you know, and then it comes from there. And that's how lineages kind of form, you know what I mean? Whereas now you could just float on the internet and buy anybody from any fucking place, you know? And it's just the same. We mentioned it about slang. It's the same thing. Whereas slang, you could tell someone's from London or they're from New York or they're from there. Everyone had their own slang. Whereas
what
now
up, sir?
It's all twisted up into each other. So yeah, I think it's been lost now, but there was a time when you could. But even then, you know, they mentioned in the question, like, you know, is it color choice, is it the thickness of the line, like, you
yeah,
know,
no, it's the letters, the letters.
Shapes definitely come into play, the shapes of the letters. I think the way a country is introduced to graffiti, because, you know, it's still quite a young genre, for lack of a better word. Here in Europe, we were directly influenced by New York. We got all the magazines, all the movies, Wild Style. They all, after they played in America, they came straight to London, then the rest of Europe, you know? We were directly influenced by them. But again, back in Brazil, they didn't have none of this shit till way later. So they were only picking up graph through word of mouth, through like people visiting there. They'd get a couple of writers come through and they'd be like, oh shit, oh rah, they're doing these big chunky things, and they'd try and copy it, emulate it. They didn't realize, oh, you need a tag, you need a word. They didn't know what all that stuff meant, so they just started doing their own type of thing. That's why in Rio now, like, a lot of the writers don't really have a tag. I'm not talking about the picha sound, I'm talking about the graffiti, right? Picha sound is a whole different fucking movement in itself, but the graffiti writers there, a lot of people used symbols as opposed to like words, you know, like kind of mini kind of throw up type things, as opposed to doing a tag. Like, you know, that was just their entry to graph. So yeah, that can affect a style, you know, that you can kind of tell came from that region.
I've got some examples as well because I reached out to people on the Instagram, but it was really subtle. Like ultimately, a lot of people copied New York. I mean, like that's the Mecca. That's where all the heavy hitters early on were coming from. All the books and magazines when we were young, especially if you're our age, you're going to be influenced by that one way or another, you know? And then, you know, you can offshoot from that. Like a good example is like Bando had that direct link to New York. He was there. He had family there all the time. So he was influenced heavily by that. He brought that here to Europe, did loads of amazing pieces, influenced a lot of young writers here. So they ran with that style, but then it developed and a few other things came in. I mean, what do you think directly influenced the London style, particularly?
New York.
Yeah, but like who? Like I'd say Scheme was a big guy who, you know, people looked up to, I think, especially because of that documentary, you know what I mean? Like that was the one.
Is that our best mate now?
He's our best mate, you know what
I
mean?
He's our best mate. He's been on the pod. He's up for part two.
He's in AHC, you know what I'm saying? I should get a quote from him as well. So I'm getting all ideas for buttons now. Yeah, so I got some, you know what, let's go in because I reached out to some of the people on the old Instagram to see if, you know, what people
thought. And we had a lot of response, didn't we?
We did have quite a few response. I tried to get as much of it out as possible. Like, I tell you what, I found this interesting, yeah? Someone said the London style is inspired by Scheme. The Paris style is inspired by Scene. Barcelona is by Cento. These are all writers from New York, by the way, Cento. And Amsterdam was inspired by Rhys, who we've spoken about. And Berlin was inspired by T-Kid. I can kind of see that. Like if there was a family tree type thing, you know, with all the roots of the tree coming off. And if Scheme, Scene, Cento and Rhys, I mean, obviously, there's grey area there.
That
as well,
guy but... who's written that is American, I take it.
No, he's not. He's I'm not going to say who he is. He doesn't like to be put on blast. But if you follow him on Instagram, you'll recognize the face thing there. But he did send in like the Cento piece. There it is. Like you know that he basically was grew up in New York, early days, 80s, all that stuff. Then he moved to Barcelona. Like a decade ago, a bit more than a decade ago, and he battered Barcelona. And apparently, he battered it so much, he influenced a whole generation of writers after him. And so now the Barcelona style, you could attribute it to this one guy. Like, you know, this is what I've been hearing. Obviously, please, people, get involved in the comments below. If we say something wrong, like, you know, a lot of this is speculation on our behalf, you know what I mean? And just plucking shit out of our ass. So please get involved in the comments, man, if you want to correct us. But that's a cool little style. And I can kind of see that, you know, the Spanish with the colors, you know?
I really like that piece, by the way.
I like it too, man. I like it too. Really cool with the colors and shit, man.
The letters are nice as well.
Yeah,
because that's the thing for that kind of Spanish style, Euro style, we call it. It's not the most technically gifted letters. So shit like that. What I'm saying is shit like that is like I can get down with that, you know, because they are gifted letters.
It's like heavy on the funk, less on the technical. You know, when I talk about, because Eurostyle, obviously I've heard that term being used. And I remember when I was young hearing the term Eurostyle, I didn't fully understand, I didn't get it. Because I was like, Eurostyle? I was like, Europe is a big place, man. There's like loads of different styles in Europe. Like I was like trying to work out what the fuck is Eurostyle. But it was usually mainly at the time used to describe like Nema and Heel. What crew were they? TPG and shit like that. Like, TPG. You know, those weird, like wobbly pieces, whole cars they were doing on BR trains, like incredible stuff. They were putting in a lot of work and they were in all the graffitisms and all that, but they had those wobbly letters, you know? So I think a lot of people just like, don't put that Euro styles like stamp on it. But like, you know, I think it obviously goes deeper than that, man.
The only style in Europe that I can tell is Paris. And more so Amsterdam.
Well, I'm going to be testing you. Instead of the Graph Letter game, we've got the Graph City game. I'm going to be showing you pieces from different cities around the world, and I want to see if you can guess which city they're from.
Well, I'm saying the only ones I'd ever be able to guess is Holland or France.
I get you.
I don't know why, because I've always liked the Dutch letters. There's a lot of English London influence going over there because we're 45 minutes away and yada yada. And
for sure. I'd say there's back and forth influence.
There was definitely
a lot of Holland writers early
coming
on that were fucking shit up here and influencing.
And they might have like got their style from Bando, I guess.
Yeah, a lot of people. No, what's his name? Who passed away, man? Not too long ago, Roan.
Yeah, right.
Was early on, and also obviously people like Delta, all the big names from back then. But you know,
Delta,
they tell
not
you them
German.
No, I'm pretty sure he's Dutch, man.
From
there. But yeah, man. And then there was this. I think this was Avia wrote this in. I thought it was funny. London is pretty much all the same, but there was a slight variation back around 2000. All Southwest was Lust and Pies style. Yeah, very much so. Them two, they did a lot of damage and a lot of people copied them, man. Not copied, influenced by them. I don't want to use the word copied. Southeast had more funk, like Take, Pills and Verse, Mood style. Zombie obviously played a big influence too. Yeah, I definitely agree with that. There was a distinct style around West, Northwest for the younger writers too, but overall not much innovation apart from a select group of writers. I know Germany likes the thick outlines with no 3D. That's a good point as well. I remember that, especially back in the day, and maybe not so much.
I've just read the last paragraph.
Yeah. Germany, like again in the listener question, they mentioned, is it the thickness of the line, is it this? And I remember, yeah, big borders was a very 90s thing, but yeah, Germany, just fat off outline, then you don't even need to put a shadow on it because the outline's so fat. Paris, I remember Train and I think Dex had an influence. I noticed writers that go hard usually have an influence on each region of the city that come out through the younger writers. Exactly. Like, once someone puts in so much work in a city and really batters it, there's no doubt going to influence the next generation of writers. And that can then affect the style of that region. Okay, and then Avia continues to go, oh, and of course, London has to be 99% chrome and black with minimal effort on letters and never, ever do more than three different outlines in a 20-plus year period. So they're sticking the knife in a little bit. But he's from London, so, you know, he can say that. But he mentioned a few names. Who did he? Let me go into the London folder. Yeah, like Pies and Lust. Again, very simple, very basic. You know, like at the ends of the letters, like kind of like going to a point there, you know, a very little like dull point there, you know, that's a very London thing. The 3E, very simple, but Zonk as well. People were throwing that name around for London.
Zonk
style.
Is very London style.
Yeah.
And Old Teach is very London style. And someone said to me, Fume. And I was like, yeah, Fume, because he's got to be London style.
This guy's name got brought up quite a bit. Take, I mean, it was so raggo, his style, and it was everywhere, and he birthed a lot of kids started writing this shit like that, you know. How many writers took that style there, man? Again, you know, see the point at the end of the bars, you know what I'm saying, a little bit here at the top of the K, you see what I'm saying, like and the really skinny bits, you know, and then big fat off bits.
Is that on that bridge?
It looks kind of like on that skater bridge, yeah, where, what's it called? On the other side, yeah. What's it called? South Bank, yeah.
Because, you know, like for the listeners, there's all that kind of spiky barbed wire shit, and then there's like a big drop to the river beforehand. Yeah. You got to jump over.
Yeah, there's a bit of a leap.
I'll never do that reach.
I know, it's a bit nuts.
I'm not doing that reach.
And, you know, people have fallen off that bridge. I don't know if they're trying to... there was a famous story of a skater getting thrown off that bridge and then he ended up passing away. I can't remember his name.
Really?
Every year they do a thing there for him.
Fucking hell.
Because these dudes, these rude boys came, tried to jack him, his mate ran away, and then they picked him up and they threw him off the bridge and he ended up yeah, passing away. It's a fucked up story, man. It was a while ago now, though. I remember.
Fuck.
But yeah, it's not good. I pulled this one out. I mean, we pick up diet all the fucking time here, but I can't help it. I love diet style, man, especially from back then. I think this kind of adds on to your, you said, teacher's early stuff as well. Mm. You know, the bouncy letters, the serifs off the edge of the letters, and the stars, and the way it's, you know, roughly done. And a lot of these, obviously, we're picking writers who did a lot of damage. We're not going so much into the, you know, the technical wall writers, because we had plenty of those here as well. These, you know, a lot of this style is based around racked paint, you know, limited resources.
Living breath.
And speed, you know what I mean? Speed and dexterity and brashness, you know?
Look at that diet reach. That's a nice reach at the bottom of the
team. Oh, yeah. Bruv.
Look where Teach got his copyright thing from. And Bass.
Now, a lot of people have been doing that copyright thing. This is from 1994. Oh, yeah. This is another
this
name.
This guy came up a lot, and we've had him on the pod.
Another brethren,
and
best
I've
mates.
Always best said, mate. best mates. I love his letters.
Oh, mate. Yeah.
They're simple, very Londinium.
To the point. Extra funky. He's always does a little iteration, slight differences on it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, you know, bun what Avia said, like, you know, Slam, he's done some, like, you know, obviously, you know, when you're putting in a lot of work, you're not going to spend a lot of time doing every single thing differently. You're going to do the same outlines, you know what I mean? But Slam definitely had a few up the sleeve.
Yeah.
Big him up every time. Then we reached out to him, and then he said...
Zombie.
He said Zombie is obviously a massive influence on the London style. Who else did he mention? I think now, and he mentioned someone else. I don't know. But anyway, big up old Slammage. What else did I miss? Anything? No, that's it. Okay, then some people sent in, like, talking about Eurostyle. Someone sent in this. He said, "For me, this is typical Swedish style," and this was what I ended up thinking. Okay, this is Eurostyle. Yeah, bouncy, weird, like, you know, letters, like weird bits on the outlines and stuff, and, like, you know, little red sperm swimming through the schemes,
weird little bits of darker green dots on the actual background. Like, I just don't get what that is meant to be.
I've never been, look, I like bubbles, I hate polka dots. Does that make sense?
Yeah
bubbles and polka dots.
I can't even look at the letters. W-H-E-L.
I don't know what it says. Yeah, well, I think
well.
Yes, that's a W. That could be a U.
It's got
to
be
or
an H.
No, it's a H. It's a H. You're right. Yeah. And then an E.
E and an L. And
that's an L. It must be an L. Yeah, well. Yeah, I don't know when this was done. But, you know, okay. Clean. Nice. A bit too funky for me, though.
Yeah.
A bit too much on the funky side. All good, though. You know what I mean? Whatever floats your boat. And then someone was saying, nah, man,
notes that boat.
This is the Brummy style, yeah? Someone said, so many people have emulated the Corsa style.
Corsa's style has now become the Brummy style. Big up, Corsa.
Go on, read the rest.
So many people have emulated the Corsa style that has now become Birmingham style. Although you can also argue it stems from the London affiliate, of course. Always thought Brum had a sharp style tagging-wise, though even... though London were the true originators, I feel like Corsa took it to a mad level.
Yo.
And again, good mates with the DDS lot, isn't he?
Yeah, he's down with DDS and all them lot. He's been doing it a long time. I didn't bring many examples of his work, but people can look it up. Corsa, he's been doing it a long time. Yeah, like we said, he's DDS, FBS.
Good mates with Zombie.
And it's kind of following on from what we said before about when someone batters a city, he's inevitably going to influence the next group of writers, and then them going to influence the next guys, and then the next guys, you know?
That's a nice piece, to be fair.
It's a dope piece. I wish I had a better quality one. what else did I have? Ah, yeah, someone said, like, Brighton, back in the late 90s, early 2000s, fire. Everyone was biting this guy, including me in London. I was sitting there sketching out fire outlines from a young age, man. Just, I loved that style. I was so ill. Rest in peace. I think he's passed now, man. But fire.
Didn't
had
you put me in DFM when we were at school?
Exactly. De Freeze Mob.
Which was the hardest name out.
The Freeze.
Da Freeze Mob. Like, yeah, Jesus man. Christ, man.
Crazy.
But look at this, bro. Look at the E. Look at the pink and the red and the white. Like, Jesus Christ.
You know what? I'm going to do that in my next piece. You see how he's got, like, layers? So he's got this main bit of the R coming, but then it's falling behind itself and then coming on top of itself again, then going behind it.
He's
here
put the shadow on the fucking... Damn.
I might try that out. I've been wanting to do that actually for a while. Like you've got like three layers of pieces going through each other. You know what I mean? Like kind of, yeah, it's a dope little thing, man. I like it a lot.
I like that a lot.
Big up Brighton, yeah?
Big up the old Brighton.
All right, I didn't do a massive deep dive into this, but people in the comments, man, if you leave enough comments and let us know where you're from and who represents the style of your area and leave it in the comments or send us in the DMs or on the emails, maybe we'll continue this next week. I mean, if we get enough, you know, maybe we can extend it into next week or something. Dope. But I'm going to test your style knowledge now. See, I'm telling you, you're not going to get any of it, man. But
really?
Well, I don't know. We'll see. Because I put some obscure motherfuckers in there. So now this is like, I got 10 photos here of 10 different graffiti pieces, all from a different cities around the globe. And I'm going to test to see if theme, just by looking at the photo. Obviously, I've left in some of the background, you know, the buildings, maybe from the architecture or the wildlife. Maybe you'll be able to kind of have a guess at where in the world it might be.
Cool.
But let's get into it, man. All right, here's the first one here. Boom.
Okay. Ooh. My first reaction was Paris.
And your first reaction would be correct. And yeah, that's Horf. He's quite a big writer out there.
Yeah.
Horf. But yeah, you know, typical van. Bosch. All right. Here, what about this one? Ooh.
Rio.
That's in Rio. That's me, motherfucker. That's an amp.
That's you, boy.
London Rio from 2008. That's the straight up Brazil style, man. You know, I encapsulate everything Brazil is encapsulated in my
style.
You got
the beach, the religion, everything, you know, in there.
Everything.
The language.
The cocaine.
Cocaine.
Now, here we go. That's number three.
Germany.
Oh, why do you say Germany?
Because it's looking very German.
I don't know about that, man. Well, it does. I just noticed now it says Rio here.
Rio.
So this is from Rio. This is my mate Menchi. He writes Menchi, M-E-N-T, but he does loads of pictures of women's faces. I think this is very Brazil. Like I said, like they're not so much about their letters and stuff. They love doing their characters. Look here, there's like a favela going up. He always does little favelas on his pieces.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Big him up.
I apologize to your Brazilian brothers.
That's fine. Don't watch that. What about this one? It says Sex Doll Avenger. And it's a mad character on a weird looking wall. Any
looking
thoughts?
For the style to the left and the what it's gone over.
Yeah.
It's Eurostar. What definite. About the it's Spain?
What about the wall itself? Doesn't the wall look familiar? It's a very famous wall. Everyone around the world knows this wall. Not for the graph.
Oh, Germany.
Yeah, it's the Berlin Wall. The Berlin Wall. And I thought the sex doll Avenger, I thought, you know, Berlin, the Germans, of all sex pests. So I thought that would be funny. Yeah, it was
they
the
love
Berlin
that shit.
All right, next one. I don't know if you'd noticed the train, if you know where the train's from. You shouldn't really read this thing either. I should cover that fucking... Oh, man. Anyway. Just from the style of the letters, where do you think that looks like it's from?
I mean... Like, this just blends into, like, Italy, Germany, shit like that for me.
I can see that too, but where else? Where else is, like, a big city in Europe that a lot of trains get done? There's a lot of writers.
Rome.
That's another one, but not there. I'm giving you one last guess. And if you painted there, you'd have people going, Why you do that, man? You have to go over there.
Poland.
Yes, Warsaw, to be specific.
All right, so that's Warsaw. Next up. Ooh, where does Damn. That look like it's from? What city around the world could that be?
Hong Kong, Japan.
Bro, first guess, Hong Kong. Yes, it really? Is Hong Kong. But, you know, I left that big, you know, big tall building and it looks kind of Chinesey kind of writing. It's, I don't know what the fuck it says. Oh, no, I think it's a big writer out there. I looked him up. Zemi, X-E-M-E is what he writes. I don't think that's what this says.
I think that's got to be a G at the beginning, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's either a G or an S. I don't know, man. Let's not sit here trying to guess.
Yeah.
But that is, you know,
but
you
look at my geography.
You guessed it first up. Yeah. Hong Kong, man. Yeah, I mean...
Hong Kong is not part of China.
It's not. All right, here we go.
Zorro.
Yeah, that's not a city.
But that's a guy doing a Zorro tag.
Yeah. Where have you seen that before, if ever? Which city?
Fab Five Freddy, New York.
New York City, baby. This is Lee Quiñones from the movie Wild Style, where he's doing bombing in it.
And he Quiñones.
Writes, he writes Zorro, obviously, in that movie. So, yeah, classic New York shit. All right, let's go. Next one is this one. Okay, this one is a tricky one. Any sort of guesses?
Brazil.
No, we've done Brazil, so not Brazil.
Two tall buildings in the back. I mean, could...
Yeah, it's a fucked up wall with some weird pots.
Nah, no idea, stuff. Bruv. I'd go Spain.
No, no, no. This is the capital of Cambodia, Phnom Penh. All right, so...
As if I'm getting that.
I know, I just threw it in there as a curveball.
Phnom Penh.
But look at the, I mean, I was trying to find, like, so I wasn't just showing pictures of writers who have traveled to that city, you know, and there's not loads of local writers in Phnom Penh in Cambodia, but I found a couple, and this was one of them, Zuer or whatever his name is, and he did a weird little character. I thought this character might give it away, you know, it's a bit of a weird one with the eyes, it kind of looks like
a bit
some
elephant-y.
Sort of, maybe an elephant or some sort of like religious symbolism or something. I don't know. All right, here we go. Where's this from?
Punch.
Yeah, it says inch dub on a brick wall. What's that down there? The rubbish on the floor. Foster's beer on the floor.
Is that back home?
Nah, it's not back home.
And then he's done the old.
You know, they don't drink Foster's back home, innit?
No, they don't.
Yeah.
So.
He's a big writer from this city, apparently. I mean, I haven't been there in a long time, but I've seen his stuff about.
I don't know. It looks like England to me.
It is England, but which city, though?
Manchester.
Ah.
Sheffield.
Rob, go back to your roots. Where are your roots?
Newcastle.
Newcastle! Big up inch from Newcastle! Killing it. All right, and the last one. Boom. Says hip. Hop, black with a white outline, really, really toy or anti-style. Excuse me if you want to call it that. No, it's toy.
I've seen you chatting to someone about this on the Insta, yeah. And I still don't know where it is.
This was sent by DJ MK. He was out. He just tagged us in this photo.
Oh,
and
yeah,
said,
yeah, yeah.
This was when I was in Damascus, Syria. He was there back in... I think 2008, he said he was out there. He was doing a tour around the Middle East, finding MCs. And for the radio, he was doing a crazy tour. And he sent me this from Damascus. There's not
Didn't
really
have to go that far, bruv. Do you know what I mean, MK? Just could have just come around to Bush just and just chatted to me.
I mean, look, there's not really, you know, there's not enough of a graph scene in Syria for them to develop their own style. You know, there are still pockets around the world where maybe... The graffiti virus hasn't completely, well, obviously for many different reasons, whether economic or war or fucking all sorts of
completely taken over.
Yeah. And the thing is, I'll tell you what, like from my time, like, you know, I've been to Beirut, obviously I've been to Damascus many times. I didn't do any graph in Syria. I was too young back then and I was shitting myself because there's no police there. It's all army guys. Yeah. And they've all got big guns. And I remember at the time there was Hafez al-Assad, Bashar al-Assad's dad, a dictator, brutal dictator. And if you're caught doing graph on the wall,
yeah.
But the thing is, because they don't know about graph and the culture of graph, if they see someone painting on a wall, they're going to think it's a political statement and they'll probably fuck you up. You know what I mean? Like, without even reading what you're writing, they're going to go, yeah. Oh, he's going against the state. Let's knock him out. My cousin, this is a true story. When I was in Syria, we were driving around, we'd go with my cousin. I had one of my cousin's mates used to walk with a walking stick, yeah, not a walking stick, a fucking, what's it called, a crutch.
Hey.
Yeah, yeah, crutch. Crutch, because he had a fucked up gammy leg. Yeah, he was disabled in one leg, and then one day, like, my mates were all trying to find him and he disappeared, and they were like, oh, I don't know where he is, and then they found out 2 days later he appeared, yeah, and they were like, what happened to you, man? He was like, bruv, I was driving down the motorway bit and I really needed a piss, so he pulled over the car, got out of his car, got his crutch out like that, yeah, went to the nearest wall, put his crutch down, he had to lean against the wall, obviously, because of his gammy leg. He was pissing now. And then just the army came, arrested him, beat him up, threw him in prison for 2 days, and then let him out. And they were like, why the fuck did they nick you? He goes, because he was pissing. He didn't notice the big fucking poster of Hafez al-Assad that he was leaning on and pissing
no
on.
No way.
It was some big ass poster. He was so in his own head because he needed a piss. He was like,
desperate.
Quickly,
yeah.
Pull up here and go do a piss. And the next thing he knows, he's in fucking prison for 2 days just for pissing on a wall, but just because it had the picture of the president. Anyway, so that's just for doing a piss, let alone if they catch you doing a blam. Fuck it out. So, you know, there's many different reasons why shit doesn't take
Didn't
off.
Didn't El Presidente create graph in...
in Beirut.
Beirut.
Yeah, he kick-started the scene. There was a couple of, like, mosquito hits around that he saw, and there was a couple of people that had traveled there from other countries, but he went there in 1996, and he did so much bombing, yeah, like graffiti bombing, not bombing, obviously. Beirut's used to getting bombed, man. Right now it's getting fucked. Anyway, yeah, he basically battered it, came back the next year, and then he saw tags appearing next to his tags and his dubs. And then the next year, he'd go back and he'd see more graph, and he basically built the scene there, man.
It's so incredible. It's so good.
Shout out Presidente. Every time, man. Shout out Tarbush Records. Everyone go check out Tarbush Records for that hip-hop.
Shout out the CMS.
And the CMS and all that good stuff.
Like crazy mob stars. Should we get into graph critique?
Let's do it, brother. Oh, yeah. All right, I've got quite a few lined up for us now, man. Let's get into them. Dub on a concrete wall, says Mucka, MUCKA, chrome black outline, like a mauve lilac kind of one time, blue cloud, like splat around the outside, 2026, little hand style, simple, quick, to the point.
A bit too skinny for me. I mean, if you've got that much wall and you're doing a dub, like, always go big, always go fat and chunky.
It's hard
the letters
to tell.
Are all right, but you could have done them more chunky.
Yeah, just the middle bit of the M here and the middle bit of the A, I think, are a bit skinny on the skinny side.
And
I
the
like
bottom of the C, like,
I don't mind
that
it
sticking out, because compared to the U.
Oh, yeah. The U, yeah, you're right. If that was kind of mirroring a little bit there, but that's nitpicking. I kind of like the funk of this. I don't know why. It looks like he's young. I don't know why. Have we done Mucka before? I think we've done a Mucka already. Maybe this is an update.
I'm not sure of his border choice color.
The mauve is subtle. I don't mind it. It does.
I would have liked a bright red or a white.
Because luckily, there's nothing else on this wall. Just mad scratches and stuff. He's the first to do it. So, you know, usually a one time is to kind of separate it from, you know, sometimes it's used for that. I think here it does the job, man. But I think he did the blue after he did the one time. You see how it gets like mad thin here because he was trying to do the blue neat. You know, you got to do the blue first. Yeah, you can see here the blue is dripping over the one time. The one time should be the last thing you do, man. All right, so you throw up the letters, do the thing, then outline. You know, do the background, then outline, then one time. I think I could be mistaken, but I'm pretty sure that's
happened. Is that a poor man's, like extremely poor man's slam FM?
Yeah, a little bit. I can see a little bit of that.
A bit slam-esque, isn't it?
I can see a little bit of that. What do you think of the hand style, man?
Look at your reach! Look at your reach, bruv.
Hand style needs a bit of work, I think.
It's kind of all right.
It's all right.
Make me throw up.
The M, though, you know what I mean? But still, we're just nitpicking here. Mucka, you're on the right track. That looks cool. You know, that does the job for me, man. I don't mind it. Out of 10 for a dub. It's not pushing the boat out super duper much, but I like it. It's cool. He's not doing that. I'm going to go above average, to be honest, because I think, you know, there's more right with it than there's wrong with it, even though I'm not super blown away by the style. It's not like amazing, super amazing, but I'm going to go 6 for a nice clean dub. Done. Big up Mucka. Ah, this was the
entree.
Entree. He was in the crew, HGH. What did we say? What was the comment? Said it was
Habibi's getting haram.
Habibi's getting haram. So I told him, because he sent in, we didn't like his E's. I think he did some shitty E's. Maybe I got the photo from last week, I think, man. Let me see if I still got it. Yeah, it's in here somewhere, I think. Yeah, so this was his last week's entry, and we hated the E's. It was a bit disgusting and a bit rough, rugged, and a bit shitty around the outside. So he sent an up. He said he sent this one in a bit more elaborate, less
traditional,
weird shit on the E's. You know me. He's done him a bit more chill out styles.
Yeah,
trying to get this a bit bigger. There we go. Still a bit rough and rugged, though, and I don't know about the shading he's got in the 3D. I see what he's trying to do, like a bit of a fire thing into the black. Still a bit rough and rugged. In general, though, I like it. It's okay. The characters and all this, I don't know about all that. It looks a bit ugly as fuck to me.
It does, but it looks like it's supposed to be like that. It's supposed to be like one of those characters that...
Yeah, because he's got the face with the shades coming out, like two big orange shades, and he's got the hands on either side, hold, like, you know, classic style with the character, you know, holding into the letters.
Is his throw up two E's? Capital E and small E.
Must be. That's what it looks like. 3T. This is 2026. Gustave Entre. Look. Yeah, I think he's meant to do it like this. He knows what he's doing. He's having fun with it. The T is nice. Little flow, the R, top heavy R. It's just still a bit ugly in my eyes, man. I don't know. I can't pinpoint what it is. Maybe the schemes, he's done too much in the schemes. Nice 3-color fade, but then he's just gone in with loads of shit. The outline is a bit wobbly, you know what I mean? Little wobbly bits here and there, little flary bits where I think he's covering up from like little mistakes, but I don't think he cares too much by the looks of it.
I get the impression he doesn't care that much.
He doesn't.
But he doesn't care that much about doing different E's. And if you do different E's in the same word, they've both got to be like decent, exceptional.
Yeah, to a degree. I mean, we're nitpicking here. Like, you know, he's doing his thing. He's having fun. Keep doing your thing, entre. Are you French, bro? Entre. And what's this crew? LMK now. He's got a new crew here. How many crews do you want to put up?
Le Music Killer.
Killer. Super cool. I don't think he's even French. King. I have no idea where this fucking guy's from, but big him up. Entre, what do I give this one out of 10?
You see the character behind with the two sunglasses? That reminds me of something in Subway Art.
Yeah. Yeah, that's definitely inspired by that stuff with the colourful shades and the eyeballs inside. If I'm just going on the piece and this character, I'm going to ignore all the rest of it around the outside. I'm going to go straight down the middle, 5. It's not super offensive. He's got skills, he's doing his thing, but it's still a bit too wobbly for me to give it above average, man. You know? And this is from my taste as well. So 5 out of 10 theme.
I'm going to go the same. Five.
Okay.
Five and a half out of 10.
There you go. All right. Boom. Okay. I've got two photos of this from both angles. This is on a freight. It says Besen, Besen, yeah. Yellow outline, black fill, black one time, quick time done, obviously, top, almost top to bottom on this like weird freight thing. I don't know what it's carrying.
I like it.
It's cool. It does what it needs to do again.
I like the time. N, I think, and I like the E, I like the S.
The S is cool. I'm not super blown away by the letters, but it, again, does the job. This one of them ones, this is like, you know, it's quickly done. There's nothing super bad about it at all. It's just more about a preference thing, you know what I mean? I don't really like the way the S swings up in this bit here and then comes down. You know, I don't know. I like mine to have a little bit more of a flow like that. But again, this is just a personal thing, you know? Different strokes for different folks.
The rest of the letters are dope.
Yeah, the rest of the letters are dope. I like this little flick off just to like fill up the whole carriage or whatever the thing is called. So he gets right to the end. He's done a big thing there, put up his crew and whatever.
Filled it in black, done the outline in yellow. That's a bold, if the yellow's shit, it's never going to work, bruv.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
so
yellow
quite
for outlining.
Good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's the two colors there.
Oh, is that he's got like a purple in here
is that
as well?
Black on the glass. Is there no glass on there? No.
I think he's got a black and a dark, dark purple, and he's just kind of mashed them in, and just. But you know what I think? I think Besen, this guy, he doesn't want to send in like he sent in this on purpose because one, it's illegal, obviously illegal. So we're going to give him props for that. But two, he hasn't gone too into it. So if we gun him. Like, he's playing it safe. He's sending us a quick thing he did so that if we gun him, he can just go to his mate. Eh, no, it's just a quick thing. Who gives a shit? But, you know what I mean? Maybe send in a proper, more elaborate piece so we can...
It would have been nice with a border and some bubbles around it as well.
Yeah,
but
he's got a border.
Time to do that.
It's even, no, but it looks
border,
like
a, yeah, that was good. I said
yeah, no, we're going to get to that. But look, he's got his mates down there. They're obviously... It looks like a pretty quiet spot. I don't know if they were sitting there like this is some intense fucking yard that they've got to be really quick.
Spot.
I reckon they could take their time in there. I reckon he's being quick just like he's just got a couple of tins. He's like, fuck it.
I reckon it's in Wales.
Yeah, it could be in Wales. No, no, no. You know what? Also, I didn't take into account because it's quite big. He's gone like, you know, almost top to bottom. And that's, you know, it's hard for some people to really pull off. You know what I mean? It takes some skill to paint at that size and to get everything nice and evenly done.
When you go out to the panel and it's like you're used to it being on the platform, you're like, yo, this is massive.
Don't realize, yeah, you definitely will have a step there to step on. Now, out of 10, if I'm going to give it out of 10, he's obviously competent. He knows what he's doing. I should give him a high score, but because this is a like a scrappy kind of like, you know, feel, it's like he's not really gone in on it. So I can't give you a super high score. You got to leave some room. I got to give it more than Mucka. What did I give Mucka? I think I gave Mucka a 6 for that dub, but it's more cleanly done and filled, you know?
Yeah, but it's not as good as the Beza.
But it's not.
Besen.
You know what? I'm going to give the Besen a 6.5. Almost 7.
Are you going to give it 6?
Are you going to give it 6? Okay, cool. And then this one is just a jokes thing. Someone sent this in. I think
the
it was
message
Jobsy.
Is correct. Be a better person. It's a floater on a central line. It's fucking tiny. It's tiny.
Just like he's just, but he's kind of like got them evenly. It's not like waving around. Like, you know, he's done it in a straight line. Be a better person. It's like filled in with like fluoro green by the looks of it. It could just be a normal green. And then he's done a quick black, like fucking quick outline. I don't know what's on the left or the right. I just thought it was funny. It's a nut, but it is a good message. So, you know, we want to push that message. Fuck knows who did that. This is someone, when you look at that, that's either an anti-styler who's been doing it so long he's bored of graph, or it's just some little kid who's just started. I can't tell
or
anyone.
Or it's someone who doesn't do graph.
Or someone doesn't,
just thought, what am I going to do?
You know what? That does look like the graph of someone who doesn't know how to do graph. He's gone to the yard with his mate because his mate does graph, and he's like, yeah, I'm just going to write a nice positive message. And then he's just written that out.
That's exactly what it looks like.
But big him up, though, whoever it might be. Oh, shit, we've got a couple more still. Let's go. This is a guy called Art Form. He sent it in this sketch. He's got like a weird character here with a spray can nozzle coming out of his head, spraying this like bogeys. It's coming out of his mouth as well, or either going into his mouth or out of his mouth. And it says Art Form. It's a sketch on a piece of paper. He's also got the name buckle, Art Form. He's got the A on the chain. He's got paint and spray can, this thing.
Yeah.
I mean, again,
look at your reach, bruv. Look at your reach. Your reach is the worst part about this.
Yeah, the tag style isn't really up to par. Look, he's having fun with it again. It's like, well done. All the shades, like, you know, with his paint pens he's using, and he's got everything kind of, he's got a shadow even around the whole thing. Like, he's put in work on this. He's put in a lot of effort.
The character's almost, you know, decent.
It's cool. It's got all the bits kind of in the right places. It's just ugly as fuck. I just look at it and it just looks ugly to me, man. And I'm sure that's what he's going for with all the gloopy bogey green, and snot, the bogeys. Yeah. It's like going a bit of like the ugly kind of thing. So, you know, props, but I just think it looks ugly, man. But big up, though. He's obviously, you know, he's doing his thing, man. I reckon you keep at it. There's certain things about the character. Again, I'm nitpicking here. I don't want to be too rude. Obviously, Art Form is doing his thing, sketching. But I would recommend, if you want to do characters, yeah? This is my Ponzi art side coming out, yeah? And it's just maybe a word of advice. Take it or leave it, yeah? If you want to get into drawing characters, you have to learn the basic form of the human body, yeah? And the only real way of learning that, yeah, is doing life drawing, yeah? Find pictures of people doing different stances.
You mean proportions and stuff like that?
Yeah, and just get those proportions. And then once you learn that, then you can exaggerate the proportions and make them do weird fucking crazy shit, yeah? Obviously, you don't have to do this to get to that point, but I'm just telling you now, it will help you tenfold.
You want every graffiti writer to go to the art shop and buy one of those little wooden men.
Yeah, and just copy the form and shit like that.
Which are like all in proper...
And it will help even with letters. It will help with everything, every aspect of your drawing. It will help. Like, I'm just saying, like, you don't have to do it, but it will increase every part of your drawing if you do that. Make it a habit of doing that and just learning those things. Anyway, Art Form, I give it as a sketch on a piece of paper. I give it a, you know, it's competent. It's above average. Except for the reach, though, man.
Ugh. I can't critique it because it's not graph, it's a sketch.
Yeah, I'll give it a 5, man. Last one, Hypno, H-I-P-N-O, in lime green.
Hypno.
It could be. Look, there's a King Trev above
there's
it there.
There's a King Trev, there's two Trevs. Root
style, yeah. But no, we're looking at this Hypno here below in the lime green field.
Didn't we have this one a couple of weeks ago and we couldn't read, this, not this one, but the same writer?
It's possible.
Just looking at the H.
Yeah, it kind of rings a bell. Again, simple, quick things.
Where are these kids getting their colours from, man?
I don't know. It's not too bad. With the black outline, you can really use any colour to fill. If you've got a black outline, any light colour will do.
It looks like fucking bogeys to me.
It does look like bogeys. I think he even said, check out the bogey thing when he sent it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And look, the hypnotized eyes in the P, you know, when your eyes go like in cartoons. It's funky. It's a funky style. Is it my cup of tea? Not really. I'm into typography. I like different lettering styles. This one, no, there's some bits in it I can appreciate. I have to admit. I don't know why. It's the continuity, I think. You know, he's done it with every letter. Mm. He's continued it, that style thing on. So I give him props for that. He's like, you know, carved out a style there. Whether it's everyone's cup of tea is a different story, but I'm sure Hypno doesn't give a fuck.
Trev, do you reckon it's better than Trev's roots?
The Trev is just a don, man. I can't be dissing Trev, but
The best bit about the hypno piece for me is the three little bits coming off the O.
Yeah, just
Not
these
the three
bits.
little bits coming off the H,
No,
but the
those are
three little
fucked.
bits coming off the O.
Those bits. All right, quick one. Out of 10, what do you give it?
Four.
Yeah, I'm gonna go below average. Just because it's a quick, rough thing. No, you know what? No, I'm gonna. No, I can't give it less than the other ones. Okay, I gave Mucka a 6. I gave Thingy a 6.5. I'm gonna give this a 5.5 hypno. Maybe send in a more elaborate piece if you do. If you do do pieces and stuff, maybe send in a more elaborate one, and we can judge your ass on that, motherfucker.
Judge your ass.
All right, let's call it a day there, brother man. Shout out everybody listening in. Leave a comment to win some OCB goodies. Send in your artwork
You've got
now.
4 weeks to send in your artwork, and it's got to be decent to get on the skateboard, by the way, bruv. So make sure you get it done.
Yeah, we're going to be picking. Maybe we'll get a guest on to pick a winner. I don't know. We're going to work out a way to pick a winner, but keep sending in your artwork. One thing I didn't mention that I should really put home now, send it to the email, your artwork. Don't DM it on the Instagram. Don't send it to my personal Instagram. Send it to the almshouse to your mom's house at gmail.com for any, and then make sure the subject title is OCB competition skateboard. Yeah? So I know on the email, I know that's an entry, and I can put you on the list of contenders. Yeah, that's it, brother man. What song are we going out to?
Van Morrison, Sweet Thing, which
Yeah.
I've been learning to play on the guitar.
Nice. We're
And
definitely getting flagged. No, I'm kidding.
well, apparently he doesn't give a shit.
No, we'll be all right. We'll be all right. Let's see
This
how we
came out
go.
in like the 70s, bruv.
Yeah. Van Morrison, Astral Weeks is the name of the album. The name of the song you wanted to play, though, is
Sweet
called
Thing.
Sweet Thing.
Sweet Thing, Sweet Thing.
Party people,
Do-do-do-do-do.
big love, yeah. Shout out OCB, shout out all the crew, yeah. AHC, send in your graph, send in any voice note questions, hit the like, hit the subscribe, leave a comment, all that good stuff. You know the
All
code.
that good shit, boy.
Peace.
Peace. I was strawberry wearing, jump the hedges first.
Alms house to your mum's house.
And I was strawberry wearing, jump the hedges first.
Hedges first? He's not even Irish.
And I will drink the clear, clean water
for
the
father, quench my thirst. No Irish, bro. Gotta eat.
And I shall watch the ferry boats and they'll get high. On a blue ocean against tomorrow's sky. And I will
And I will
never
never,
grow so
never
old
grow so
again.
old again.
And I will walk and talk in gardens all wet with rain. Oh, oh. Sweet. Felt the pain. We shall walk and talk in gardens all misty wet with rain down. And I will never, never, never grow so old again. Ooh, 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 this sweet thing. Ooh.
mum's house, to your mum's house.
Yeah. A kind of star that shines in your eyes. That's just to dig it all, not to wonder, that's just right.
Beautiful, beautiful.
And I'll be satisfied not to read in between the lines.
He's doing the My Little Pony shadow, yeah?
Yeah, My Little Pony.